Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Thank you for listening, Word of Eternal Life. The Word which was spoken by Christ. Christ the Word which gives life into human and all the creatures. The very same life when God breathed into Adam and Eve when he created them, the day that he created them, he breathed the breath of life. The word of God is the breath of life. Word of God is Christ himself, who was being spoken by Father God through his mouth, his spirit. It was Christ in him which was doing all the work for God. For someone who say, Christ, the Son of God, I don't know him. Unfortunately, I am so sorry for you. Christ is God. God is Christ. Christ is the one who did the creations for God the Father through the Word. He existed as God's Word in him from eternity to eternity. In the time of life, in the time of God's time, when God decided in his time, Christ came, revealed himself as the Son of God, and he claimed as the Son of Man. He came into this world. So we are talking about Christ. When we say Word of Eternal Life, we are speaking Christ, the eternal salvation, life, the divine, the power of God. I want to read today from book of Matthew Gospel. We are going through book of Matthew, where Matthew presented Jesus Christ as the King of the Jews. To those who did not understand at the time when Jesus was in the earth and preaching and made Matthew the tax collector his disciple, and that disciple finally, after the death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection, witnessed it, and he preached the gospel, and he wrote this wonderful history of the King of Jews, the Son of David. So this is what it says in chapter 12, verse 38 onwards. Then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you. He answered, A wicked and adulterous generation asks for miracles, for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Praise the Lord. Jesus himself was doing many miracles in Bethsaida, in Chorazin, the cities of those days in the territory of Galilee. But many people saw the miracles of Jesus, but they did not believe in him. Now finally, when we read like in last time in the Matthew chapter 12, verse 22, they brought a demon-possessed man to him, and when Jesus commanded the demon to leave, he was blind, his blindness gone, and he started seeing, and he was able to hear. So the Pharisees and scribes, after seeing these miracles happen with the mute and blind, they challenged Jesus, saying that he was casting out demons by the power of the King of Demons. The King of Demons is Beelzebub. Beelzebub was a fly god. They worshipped flies. The people who were worshipping Baal-Zebul were Philistines. Philistines were arch enemy of children of God ever since God's kingdom, Israel, was established, as it is today as well. They are continuously the arch enemy of Israel. So the Philistines worshipped the fly god, and Jesus is casting out demons by the king of the fly god, who is Beelzebub. This was the claim the Pharisees and scribes made. You know why they did that? Because they don't believe in Christ. They don't believe in the Son of God. They don't believe in his miracles, because they do not understand the scriptures. They don't understand the Torah. They don't understand the prophets, who explained when Christ come, these are the works of Christ. The blind will see, the mute will hear, you know, the dumb will speak. And all these things will be done by the power of Holy Spirit, by through the Messiah. When Messiah came and he raised the dead, cast out demons, made the lame to walk, he walked on the water, and he did all the miracles, they did not get it. What a shame, what an unfortunate condition. They were unbelievers. They were totally unbelievers. In the book of Isaiah, when Isaiah calls about them and cry about them, saying these people, they don't hear, even if they see, they don't understand. They were totally deaf towards God's miracles and wonders. So they rejected Messiah. So finally, as Jesus was still continuing, the Pharisees and scribes came to him. I said, "Teacher, show us a miracle." See, now they want to see another miracle. They just saw one. They didn't believe it. They confused. They blamed him of being a demonic person. Now they were asking to do another miracle. Now Jesus did not perform another miracle, because miracles are only for glorifying God. All the deaf and dumb and the mute spoke and talk and hear, and the lame walked, and all those miracles were set ready for Messiah to perform from time eternity to time. Messiah will do those. That's how we know who Messiah is. So there was Messiah. They still couldn't believe in him. They want another miracle. Now Jesus said there will be a great miracle will happen. Will happen at the end of his life in this earth. And they did not get that. He said that, remember Jonah. See, Jonah from sometime in the 5th century BC, Jonah was a great prophet. But Jonah did not obey God when he wanted him to do certain thing. The reason Jonah did not believe God, did not want to do it, that because Jonah already knew that the Ninevites, which are Assyrians, one day will come and destroy Israel, which happened later. But God was merciful to any sinful nation. But God sent Jonah to go and pray, go and preach to them. Now, instead of going to Nineveh, you know, Jonah went to the opposite side, another direction. But there was this ship, and he entered the ship, and he traveled, and the ship was wrecked. Finally, we know the story. You can read that from the book of Jonah. And Jonah ended up in the ocean, and a big fish swallowed him. You know, some believe it was a whale, but Jesus himself said it was a big fish. But he was vomited out after the third day, you know. So there was a 3 days of Jonah's life in the fish's belly, and he didn't die, he didn't digest. God kept him, and by book of Jonah says, Jonah himself writes, he called upon the name of the Holy God, his Father, God in heaven. In the belly of the fish, he was protected, and God help him to come out. Thus the fish vomited him on the shore. And then Jonah cleaned up himself, basically went to Nineveh and preached, and the people repented and God forgave them. Now, the Jonah's story is said here by Jesus so for them to know that he will be in the belly of the earth, he will be buried one day, he will be killed and crucified and buried one day, and he will stay the same way Jonah stayed 3 days under the belly of the fish. So some people miscalculate this. Some claim the 3 day has to be 3 day, exactly 3 days and three nights. That's what Jesus said. But basically, the days are not the most important thing here. The most important thing here, Jesus will be in the belly of the earth. He will be buried. Now, the 3 days have other interpretations, which are Jesus was not completely 3 days in the earth, because in the Jewish calendar, in the Jewish treat, a part of the day also as 1 day. So it could be third day instead of 3 days. So either way, the language has been spoken. The important Jesus said was the miracle which he will be in the belly of the earth. So, Son of Man will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. See, these are parts of the day, not all of the day, as we have seen, which historically shows when Jesus resurrected after burying Friday and resurrecting on Sunday morning. So, there is the parts of the day and full day. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. The people of Nineveh, those people who got saved, who got believed in God, those people who repented and gave up sinning and come back to God, Yahweh, and worshiped the God of Israel, and Yahweh, and they must have conducted sacrifices and offerings for their sins, and those people were saved. According to this scripture, those people will be there in the judgment day as saved people who will be condemning the people of this generation. Which generation? When Jesus was speaking about the unbelieving generation, the generation Jesus was speaking was the same generation, the people were unbelievers at the time when he came. Majority of the Jewish people did not believe in God. Majority did not believe Jesus is the Messiah. Only a portion of the Jewish people believed, and they became his disciples. And there were others out there who were very small numbers. And now it shows that that Jonah's time will be recalled at the judgment day. That means Jonah's time, those people where they believed in God, the unbelievers, they believed after the message of Jonah. Then another person who Jesus mentioned is Queen of Sheba. Somewhere in the southwest, in Middle East, it is Arabian Peninsula, in Arabia, post probably Saudi Arabia, Western Arabia, where this kingdom of Sheba was. And the king, Queen of Sheba, came with much wealth to see Solomon. As you read in the book of 2 Kings, you can see where she came from the ends of the earth, it says, to visit Solomon, to see Solomon's wisdom, Solomon's greatness, Solomon's kingdom, Solomon's, position as a greatest king, king of the world, king in the earth, as well known, as famous, rich, wealthy, and a man of great wisdom. Now Solomon was a man who, a just ordinary man who God filled him with the wisdom. God blessed him with the wisdom. And we see that one night Solomon prayed, and there sacrifices and offerings and thousands and thousands and thousands of lambs and animals and were shed their blood. God, he prayed and prayed and prayed. Finally, in that night, God spoke to him and he asked him, "What do you want?" Solomon said, "I need wisdom." And God gave him wisdom, wealth, and everything. Now, Solomon will be asked to testify. So this generation will be condemned by Queen of Sheba. This generation will be condemned by the people of Nineveh who saved. And for this came the ends of the earth, Solomon's wisdom, Queen of Sheba, came from the ends of the earth. One now here is one greater than Solomon. Here is somebody greater than Jonah. This is Christ, the King. The universe was made by him. They couldn't comprehend it. Even today, people cannot comprehend Jesus. Jesus as a, oh yes, Jesus. Oh yes, he is God. He is God. They don't give that glory and honor and respect to Christ, who is going to be the King of the universe. He is the King of the universe. And when he officially come in to show the world that he is going to be the great ruler of the universe at the millennium, after the great tribulations, the tribulation which is going to happen very soon, when Jesus will return, and once the church is taken from the earth, there will be tribulation. I believe premillennial tribulation. There is a millennial kingdom of Christ. There will be a millennial kingdom of Christ after the tribulation. Christ will come to punish and throw everything which is against him, against God, against righteousness, against injustice. The same Christ, the same Jesus, he will return. He will return to judge the world. He will judge the world in righteousness and justice. Now, this is how God said he know that this generation. So, as I said, the generation when Christ was preaching was same as the generation today. Today generation of people, there are many, many are thousands of unbelieving generation. No matter how much the scripture is spoken, they are unbelieving in this generation. Some are diverting from the true gospel of Jesus Christ. Many youth has been turned. They may be taken away from this prosperity and the new age preachers. They are directing them to other things than paying attention and concentrating on Jesus Christ alone than their worldly programs, their earthly programs. Yes, music is wonderful. I mean, violin, guitar, and instruments are great. All those instruments in the pre-form, different version of those were used in the worship of the temple of God, which is also the same, can be used today. Nothing wrong in those things, but your attention has to be Christ and his return. Christ is coming. Christ's return is very imminent. The world events are telling us the Christ's return is very imminent. Christ will come any moment, not until the corners of the earth being evangelized, as some people believe. It is happening at the time of great tribulation time. God has separated 144,000 Jewish preachers will be sealed to protected from the enemy and will be sent to the every part of the earth to complete the gospel of the kingdom. That is what Jesus spoken in the kingdom, gospel of the kingdom evangelization in the book of Matthew chapter 24. And when we get there, we will continue, we will discuss about it again, which I have spoken about this end time in the last year, a series of messages. Now, Christ will return. He will judge the world in righteousness, and those time witnesses will be called The witnesses will be the earth itself, the situations you were going through, the somebody who saw this, somebody who was there, even the non-living creatures, things, you know, every situation will be brought up in front of people when God judge the nations. God will judge the people and nations even when you don't think that is not true. Now, when an evil spirit, Jesus said, verse 43, comes out of a man, it goes through arid places seeking rest and doors not find it. See, you can, when Jesus saying himself, the evil spirit can be cast out by the power of Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, power of God, Christ anointed, person can cast out a demonic force, but that spirit will travel around looking for a place to stay. Then it says, I will return to the house I left. When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first. That is how it will be with the wicked generation. See, the wicked generation who does not listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ, who deny it, or they move to a different format, different form of religion. Whatever religion it is, it's called a New Age movement. They say that Jesus is one way, you know, Krishna is another way, Buddha is another way, Muhammad is another way. These are the men who are prosperity preachers, who are not sure who is the true savior of the earth, who does not have any confirmation, who does not have faith in Jesus Christ, and they themselves are not saved, and they direct people to go anywhere they want. They say, you all can come. I mean, the money is pouring in. Money is pouring in. The educated, the rich, the wealthy, high scholarly jobs, CEOs, or everybody is dumping money to this guy and this woman. Whoever they are not believing in Jesus Christ. They are leading people to hell and eternal damnation. Because Christ says, I am the only one, the only way, the truth, and life. And nobody will reach the Father without me, except me. That is what the true gospel of Jesus Christ is. Here an evil spirit, Jesus said, it's like an evil spirit comes out of a man. See, even Jesus cast out demons, and many servants of God, the true servants of God, when they are anointed, they are standing, they are working in the Spirit. Demons just leave by themselves because they can stand the Holy Spirit atmosphere. But if that man who, or a woman who were released from the power of this demon, they did not receive Christ in them and fill their heart with the Holy Spirit and Christ of God, that person will leave that place empty, and demon will go and find more powerful demons and come back and live in him or her. And that person's condition will be worse than the beginning. That person will be tormented. Maybe sickness and diseases, mental worries, mental trouble, anxieties, disorders. You go into a kind of some neurologist, doctors, specialists, you know, psychiatrists, psychotherapists, and everywhere. I'm not saying that sometimes people need psychiatric medicine. Sometimes people need psychotherapy. Sometimes people need counseling. But more than anything, a person, a man and a woman need help of God from a Christian doctor, a Christian pastor or counselor, a Christian pastor, a Christian, who true Christian, who believe in the entire Holy Spirit of Bible, the Word of God, the same Word which I explained in the beginning of this message, the true God, the true Word, the Word of God who was coming into the earth from beginning to the time and who created the universe, the Christ. You need Christ. You need to go to a church where a servant of God who will be able to administer his principles of scriptural law, rules, cleansing and purifying any demonic forces of evil in you, to ask for forgiveness to others and repent and release the sin out of you, and also accepting Christ in you. Then you will be healed. You will be healed completely by the power of God, who can only heal certain diseases. It is only his anxiety, your depression, your uncontrollable behaviors. Please calm down. Go to a minister of the gospel. Go to a church where the Bible is taught regularly and properly by the man of God, men of God, the women of God. You will be released from the freedom. You will be released from the demonic forces of evil. Majority of the sickness, neurological differences, you know, so many distresses which are caused by Satan's influence, Satan attacking, those can be released by the power of Holy Spirit, power of Christ. Now, medicine sometimes is essential. Some medicines essential to chemical imbalance of the body, that is essential. You know, I'm talking to you, praise God, studied medicine and pharmacy and a doctorate in Christian counseling. I am telling you, I met people, I know that these are the situations. Conditions has to be met by God himself. Let God heal first. Prayer, pour out prayer on person who has illness, need to continue prayer on that person. Praise the Lord. So Jesus mentioning this event which is happening at the time is happening today also. Everyone who does not have the faith in Christ, you don't have faith in Christ, you have faith in something else. There is something else is in your heart. There's something else is controlling your spirit. Something else is giving you trouble, mental problems, physical, mental disease, sickness, all different type of difficulties and trouble. All that is given by devil and Satan need to be condemned, need to be taken out of. The Spirit of God will come in and take his residence in every human being. We need the Spirit of God in us, the Holy Spirit, God, reside in us, then Satan will have no chance. Once you fill with the accepting Jesus and he fill in your heart and he takes seat in your heart, the Holy Spirit will instruct you and guide you. Then you pray to God every day, read the word of God and meditate and pray to God personally every single day, and go to a Bible believing church and listen to the gospel, listen to the epistles, listen to the preachers. Get prayed when you need that. You need to be laid hands on by the servant of God. These are the things that we need to do. Today, this generation Jesus mentioned is also about this present generation, the unbelieving generation, who will say that, oh, we see all these things, miracles are going to happen, AI is going to do tremendous things, of course, that you know, technology is going to bring many things, but all those things is going to be for a time only, but into eternity, God, the Lord Christ will return any moment. May I pray for you, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray to those who listen to this message, and give them the opening of the heart, that the Holy Spirit open their heart and Jesus receive in them. Christ the Lord, the power of Holy Spirit enter into them. Let the demonic forces leave. Let the people trust in you than leaving trusting in the medicine and doctor and psychology and and all the other things, the world. But leave mostly trust in you, number one, in Jesus Christ, and take good faith in you. May the Lord richly bless you. Hear this message and the prayer. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV at gmail.com.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986. With the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.